Today's lesson, Ramos style. Flip array vocal stab in Ableton Live 12 for uplifting drum and bass character. In this intermediate tutorial, I'll walk you through turning a single shouted vocal shot into a playable, uplifting DNB stab with real Ramos style character. We'll chop and map the sample. Design a punchy envelope, add harmonic grit and body, then run the vocal as the vocoder modulator against a synth carrier to create that classic rave, vocalized stab. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices, simpler or sampler, wavitable or operator, EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, vocoder, reverb and delay. What you'll end up with? A MIDI playable melodic vocal stab made from one short vocal shot. A resampled audio stab with punch, presence and uplifting pitch motion. A vocoder-treated variant where the vocal modulates a synth carrier, blended into a mix-ready DNB element. One printed resample and one vocoder hybrid stack ready to use in a drop or lead. Preparation. Set your project tempo to an uplifting DNB range, 170 to 174 BPM, and import a short vocal stab, about 250 milliseconds to 1 second, onto an audio track. Step A. Make a playable chopped stab instrument 1. Clean and trim the clip. Double-click it. Set tight start and end points. Use small fade-ins and outs to kill clicks, and set clip gain so peaks sit around -6 to -3 dBFS. 2. Convert to a playable instrument. Right-click and slice a new MIDI track using transient or region, or drop the clip into a simpler on a new MIDI track in classic mode. 3. Tune and map. Set the root key in simpler or sampler, enable transpose, and map the sample across the keyboard. Play a short 1/8 or 1/16 pattern and try pitching the stab up 3 to 7 semitones for a brighter, uplifting feel. 4. Shape the envelope for punch. Fast attack, short decay and low sustain make it stabby. Attack 0 to 5 ms, decay 80 to 250 ms, sustain near 0 and release 50 to 150 ms. Add a short pitch envelope in sampler for a 5 to 12 semitone drop during the decay for extra snap. Step B. Add tonal and rhythmic character with stock devices 5. EQ first. Put EQ 8 after simpler. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz to protect the low end, and gently boost 2 to 4K Hz by 1.5 to 3 dB for presence. 6. Add saturation and body. Use saturator with soft clipping, moderate drive and a dry slash wet around 40 to 60% to help the stab cut. Optionally add a hint of corpus for metallic resonance. 7. Compress for glue. Use glue compressor to tighten the transient. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Fast attack and a medium release so the stab stays punchy. 8. Add subtle movement and width. Small auto pan or an LFO map to sample start or filter adds life. Widen slightly with utility or a gentle chorus, but keep it mono-compatible. Step C. Create rhythmic flips and resample 9. Program a flipping pattern. Make a MIDI clip with 1/16 or dotted rhythms and melodic jumps, for example root right arrow plus 7 right arrow plus 3 right arrow root, to craft uplifting motion. 10. Resample the pattern. Create an audio track set to record the simpler output and print a few bars, then consolidate that into a clip, named stab resample. 11. Make alternate takes. Duplicate the resampled clip and experiment. Reverse small 20-80 ms tail sections, chop transients, or add subtle grain delay or frequency shifter settings for sheen. Step D. The Ramos flip. Vocoder stack required vocoder steps 12. Prepare the modulator. Duplicate the cleaned vocal stab track and name it vocal mod. EQ it before the vocoder. High pass at 120-200 Hz. Tame harshness around 4-6 kHz, but keep the 1-4 kHz presence band. 13. Build the carrier synth. Create a MIDI track with wavitable or operator called carrier synth. Use a saw on OSC 1, a secondary wave for body, 1-2 unison voices and light filtering. Keep the carrier harmonically rich but not overpowering. 14. Route and insert the vocoder. Put the vocoder device on the vocal mod track. Open the vocoder's sidechain and choose audio from right arrow carrier synth. This places the vocal as the modulator on the device track and the synth as the sidechain carrier, the correct routing for the modulated result. 15. Configure vocoder settings. Start with 24 to 32 bands for intelligibility, release 30 to 120 ms, and dry slash wet around 60%. Use pitch tracking if you want the vocoder to follow carrier pitch, otherwise leave it off for more vowel texture. Adjust formant by plus 0 to plus 2 to taste. 16. Tweak intelligibility. If the words vanish, increase bands or tighten release. Use pre-vocoder EQ on vocal mod to emphasize 1/4 kHz and roll highs and lows. On the carrier, roll off below 150-300 hz to avoid low mod. 17. Shape and blend. Follow the vocoder with saturator and light glue compression. Send both dry and vocoder layers to the same reverb return for spatial consistency. Plate style, small to medium size, decay 1 to 2 seconds, and keep wet low. Sidechain the vocoder slightly to the kick so it breathes with the drums. Step E. Final touches and variations. 18. Parallel processing. Create a parallel chain for heavy distortion or bit crush and blend it under the main vocoder for extra edge. 19. Automate key parameters. Automate bands, formant, and dry/wet for lifts and transitions through arrangement. 20. Save your chain. Group the final devices into a rack and save it as Ramos vocal flip, so you can recall the setup quickly. Common mistakes to avoid: don't skip cleaning the sample. Low-end rumble and reverb smear will make the vocoder sound muddy. If you need clarity, avoid too few bands. 8-12 bands is gritty but unintelligible. 24-32 is clearer. Balance the carrier level: too quiet and the vocoder is thin, too loud and it smothers the vocal. Remember the routing: vocoder goes on the modulator vocal track and sidechains to the carrier synth. Reverb and excessive widening can blur stabs. Keep reverbs short and use sends. Pro tips: use samplers pitch envelope plus a slightly detuned duplicate chain for subtle chorus that follows pitch changes. Try a short ping pong delay sync to 1/16 or dotted 1/32 for rhythmic bounce. Duplicate the vocoder with small formant shifts and pan them to create double depth. Play the carrier with MIDI so the vocoder follows your melodic notes precisely. When you find a sweet sound, resample it to audio to save CPU and lock the character. Mini practice exercise: 20 to 30 minutes. Take a one-word rave sample and make a simpler instrument mapped across the keyboard. Program a 2-bar 1/16 stab pattern at 174 BPM that ascends on bar 2. Add EQ 8, saturator and glue compressor. Duplicate the vocal, make a wave-eatable carrier, put vocoder on the vocal, sidechain to the carrier and set bands to 28, release 60 ms, dry/wet 60%. Resample the vocoder output and blend it under the dry stab at roughly 70% dry/30% wet. Export a 2-bar loop and compare dry vs dry plus vocoder to hear the harmonic lift. Recap: you just built a Ramos-style vocal flip in Ableton Live 12 by chopping and mapping a vocal stab, shaping tight envelopes, adding saturation and compression, creating a rich carrier synth, and routing the vocal as the vocoder modulator with the synth as the carrier. Tune the vocoder bands, release and formant for intelligibility, and blend the vocoded layer with the dry stab. Finally, save your chain as Ramos vocal flip so you can reuse and iterate quickly. Remember the lesson title as you experiment: Ramos style, flip a rave vocal stab in Ableton Live 12 for uplifting drum and bass character.